I am the door for the sheep, said Jesus. Jesus promised, whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. Your Bible might say, I am the gate. But door is also an accurate translation. Jesus is the door to abundant life. Friends, Jesus cast off his glory. He laid down his life that we would thrive. But it is easy to think and live and act as if the door to abundant life has been closed to ourselves or to others. That's not surprising. Think about how doors function in our world. We've been in lockdown behind closed doors for over a month. In our own congregation, husbands and wives are separated, uncertain when the door will open again for them to be reunited. Doors are closed to visiting sick family members. Doors to schools, closed. Doors to business opportunities and income, closed. Even the doors to the sanctuary are closed. Over the years, we have probably used the phrase, the door was slammed in my face. More than the metaphor, Jesus is the door. It is painful to have the door slammed in one's face. Earlier this year, I tried to share a point of view with folk who I thought cared. The door was slammed in my face. I think my fingers got trapped, metaphorically speaking. It still hurts. Sometimes we want the door closed. The last thing we say to each other before bed is, are the doors locked? I confess my family have to ask me that two or three times because in the past, I have forgotten not just to lock the front door, but have left it wide open overnight. Other times we tell our children to work hard. It will open many doors. So we go through life resenting closed doors, hurt by slammed doors, fearful of unlocked doors, and working hard to open doors. Friends, there is a door we cannot open no matter how hard we work. The door to abundant life. That's why Jesus told the Pharisee, Nicodemus, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. We only enter abundant life in God's kingdom if God opens the door. Through Christ, God has opened the door to life in all its fullness, to abundant life. It's quite normal to contend with doubts in times like these when so many doors are closed. I think this will help. I've been reading a series of lectures by Karl Barth, the theologian, in preparation for an online course. In his lecture, Faith is Trust, he says, everyone who has to contend with unbelief should be advised not to take his unbelief too seriously. Isn't that wonderful? Friends, God, through Christ, has opened the door. We don't have faith because we worked hard at it. Abundant life doesn't depend on our faith. We believe because God has opened the door, has revealed himself to us. As Barth says, faith is a gift. And if we have even as much as a tiny mustard seed of it, the devil has lost his game. Amen. Every day, Jesus is leading people into abundant life. I met someone walking into abundant life on Friday. MESS, an NGO we partner with, sent Albert and his team to clean up a pile of rubbish left by folk on the church grounds who had been seeking refuge there. Albert told me that 5 months ago, he himself was on the street, homeless. MESS gave him an opportunity to work. He stuck at it, and now MESS employ him. In addition, he mentors and cares for about 20 men who also used to be homeless. As he told me his story, he'd pause and say, with God's help, he knows that God in Christ opened the door. We don't take our unbelief too seriously. But we do take faith seriously. And we must know that Jesus closed the door to the thief who comes to kill and destroy. Jesus declared, "I am the door," after a man, thanks to Jesus, had the synagogue door slammed in his face. He was thrown out. He'd been born blind and people thought God had shut the door of blessing on him. Jesus closed the door on that idea of God by healing the man Jesus healed on the Sabbath. Religious leaders were afraid that would rob them of power. They used Sabbath rules to hold people in bondage and feared people would follow Jesus. So they threw the man, the healed man, out of the synagogue. Not everyone is as open to God as God is to us. Jesus closes the door to the idea of entering the kingdom on our own terms for our own glory. He said, "For judgments I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." It's not popular to say this. But Jesus wants us to know that with him we are safe. He has shut the door on all that is devious, corrupt, underhanded, harmful, and hateful. Those who act in their own self-interest, for their own desire, whether in the church or government or business, remain blind to the open door. If we follow Jesus faithfully, it is likely we will face persecution of one form or another. But even then, the door to abundant life is wide open. Think of the man born blind. He was healed. That opened all kinds of doors. But best of all, Jesus opened the door for him to live as a follower of Jesus. And the last we see of him, he isn't in despair for being thrown out. Instead, he says, "Lord, I believe," and worshipped Jesus. The door had been opened for him to live a life in partnership with Jesus. My chat with Albert reminded me how abundant life doesn't only mean provision and protection. Sure, Albert is sincerely grateful for food and shelter, but his eyes really lit up when he introduced me to the men whom he calls brothers. They too once lived on the street, but by God's grace, Albert's been able to point them to the open door of Jesus. He shares all he has with them. We too are given the joy of pointing others to that open door. Friends, we cannot open the door. That's God's gift to us. But we can work each day at stepping through the door, listening to Jesus' voice, and following him in the way of love. Amen.